Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney, and this is the Midday News. 40 degrees expected today, and 26 departments still under alert due to the heat wave from Haute-Garonne to Bas-Rhin via the Loire and the Gard. Tomorrow will also be very hot in the southwest and northeast of the country. Then temperatures will cool down from Friday. France is also experiencing drought. In the Vosges, particularly in Gérardmer, the phreatic table is at its lowest, with 11.7 meters against 19.4 in mid-July. The problem is that it provides for 80% of the city's water. The town will therefore begin today to get its supply from the lake. Running water will, however, be considered undrinkable for the next 48 hours until the results of the analyses are obtained. He had been reported missing last February. A 30-year-old farm worker was found dead last night in a village in Haute-Garonne. Brice Louge had vanished a few hours after being caught in the bed of his female boss by her son. This case of adultery had generated a lot of fantasies and rumors, as explained by the prosecutor of Saint-Gaudens. The autopsy will be carried out today to determine the cause of death. Investigators do not rule out a criminal cause, but they favor the thesis of an accident or suicide. "I have come to the region in peace." These are the words of the Speaker of the American House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, after her arrival in Taiwan yesterday. The visit is strongly criticized by China, which does not recognize the independence of the archipelago. Beijing is planning maritime exercises at the beginning of the week, a few kilometers from the coast of Taiwan. The Taiwanese Minister of Defense says this is an irrational act aimed at challenging international order. And then a new image from the James Webb Telescope. NASA revealed yesterday a photo of the Cartwheel, a galaxy with a very particular shape, surrounded by two rings. Already observed with the Hubble telescope, this galaxy, located 500 million light-years away from ours, has been captured with incredible precision by the new space telescope. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves.